This is June 25th, and we're standing on the mound at the edge of the ravine near Levi Grice's house, doing an on-site interview with Roxy Ikawana. About how much has the bluff eroded back from the ocean since you can remember?
Well, just about as far back as I can remember, somewhere around probably when I was about 6 years old. That would be somewhere around 1913. And since then, the part that has been eroded was just about 70 or 80 feet across the ocean. That part is gone already now. In fact, all of the playground is gone.
It was reported that there was a house that two women died in toward the end of the last century, maybe 1890, and then in around 1932, some local people were digging around that house and they found the two women. Do you remember that event?
Yes, I remember the story of that. According to the lady that I know very well, it's over towards the west from where we are standing, just about 125 yards from here probably.
Uh-huh.
There was a house, old house. The story is that during the famine in winter, these two ladies died of starvation. Not much game, no game around. The ocean doesn't open for the hunters to hunt seals. No caribou close by either. And everybody try and live from what they had a little bit and on their own. Probably some that had to spare might be sharing the food what they had. And during that time, these two ladies starved to death inside of the house. And when spring comes, instead of bothering to bury these two or take them out into the cemetery at the time, they had to wreck the house and cover them up with the roof of the house. And like you suggested or said, that it was back in 1931 or 32, I remember. There was a man that came up on the boat who worked for some kind of a museum. I don't remember the name of the museum.
Yeah, that would be, I think it was James Ford.
Yes.
I think he was working for the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
At that time.
Yeah, I know him very well. And somebody told him that there were two bodies buried under that old ruin. So he digged them out and there and uncovered them and probably took the bones out with him. I saw the pile of them when he digged them out.
Oh, do you think that mound is of that house is still there? Or is
no,
it gone?
It's gone.
It's gone?
It's gone.
Eroded away?
Right.
Yeah. Where have people dug to find old things? I think we can see they've dug quite a lot around
here.
Yeah,
yeah. At the time, some would duck even from the old ruins further down. You see those mounds?
Down in the open lot there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also some would be ducking right out here where it has already been eroded. and most of them would be digging for the pitch. I don't think you understand what the pitch is.
Pitch.
Earlier we reported that they have cooking places right in their entryway, right by the entryway, which they burn blubber, and that comes from whale blubber, seal oil, or boo-boo. And most of the time, what blubber they had, they would just lay it out there, and sometimes it just fermented, or what? The liquid part just drips down and soaked the ground.
Okay.
And later, in my time, when they started to use cooking stoves instead of their houses, they had to have some kind of a fuel. And when they realized that there might be something like this on those old ruins, they dug those for that pitch. That's the sod that has been soaked with blubber.
Yeah. They're finding a lot of it over
there
now.
Yeah.
I know what it looks like. Almost looks like asphalt from a road.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know they used it for that. That's pretty interesting.
They have used that to burn their stoves. And at the same time, they would be finding some old pieces of, like spearheads or some artifacts that would be found.
What kind of a house or a structure was in this area? You said this was for Nalakatuk.
This thing here was in my time, as far back as I can remember. This is just the playground.
This is the playground?
Yes, this is the playground.
And the playground is gone now, no, huh?
It's gone. It's already gone. The site that has been used for Nalakatuk is right by that boat, I think, that lower level.
Oh, okay, the lower level there.
Yeah.
The Levi's house sits on.
Yeah. Just a little bit over, down south over here. Probably we may go over there and probably find the exact spot.
We could walk over there now.
Yeah.
Okay, that area over.
Yeah.
All in there where the boat and those boxes are?
Yeah, just beyond that.
Okay. That was where they had the blanket toss?
Yeah. Because the houses are on the both sides of this...
the ravine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Most of them, the older ones are over on that side.
Okay.
And some they had to build over on this side too. You can be
over
able
to
see some of them still visible.
How long did Nalakatuk last? How many days?
Well,
in the old days?
It depends how much they caught. Sometimes they had it in 2 days, and sometimes in 3 days.
Where did they used to haul the whales in?
In spring, they don't haul it, they don't haul it as a carcass. Never beach it in spring.
They don't beach it?
No. But at the edge of the lead in open water where they caught it, they pull it up and carry it up there and start hauling it by sled. And then bring it into their, put it into their cellars in spring. But in the fall, they had to drag the dead carcass in boats by paddling and with the sail, and beach it and cut it up right along the beach. Anywhere near here.
Anywhere near here?
Yeah.
Could you identify by just pointing from here areas around on the land or out on the water where the people hunted and fished or did other things?
I never did know anyone do the fishing for whitefish except for the tomcods. That would be done anytime during the winter, especially from January until thaw up.
Oh, okay.
Out in the ocean on the ice.
Under ice fishing, huh?
Yeah, under ice fishing.
Did you do that with nets or with the line?
No, just with the line.
The line?
And in summer, going up the coast towards that Pernet, right in the lagoon. As soon as this ice starts to break up, when there is enough bleed open on the edge, they would set their nets for whitefish. And also for, what you call those, small little fish that had some kind of a...
Dogfish.
Dogfish?
Yeah, I think that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
The tail is slim.
Uh-huh.
That also can be caught with a small hook right under the eyes just before the breakup and when the cracks along the coast opens up, they would do the jigging for that kind of a fish and also the tomcod. And in summer, the different kind of small fish would come in, especially when there is no ice, when the weather is kind of warm from east or southeast. For some reason, they would beach and start traveling on the along the coast. They would hunt those with small, what you call those, the type that they use to fish the ones that they caught in line, like you do it.
Net.
Oh.
Landing net.
Landing net.
Oh, okay.
Make the mess small enough so those little fish won't get away. The school of them would be seen right close to the beach, and they would put a long pole on that net and fish them, and they see them, and they would catch them in bunches. That would be done in summer.
Was it any good for walrus and seal right out here?
Yeah, sure. As long as they're ice in summer and in winter, the sealing season is open all the time. And the only walrus hunting time would be after the breakup. That would be somewhere around the middle of July or so, when they are able to get out in their boats and find the walrus basking on the floating ice.
Well, I guess we could probably go look at some other places.
Okay.
Now. Now we've moved over to the large mound behind Andrew Owenga's house. You say that this mound was one of the Karigis?
Yeah. I have heard they had two of them at the time. This is one of them, which is called Kilulermil. That means the ones who uses this are towards the land, farthest to the land, Kilulermil. I never even find out how long ago it has started, or what year, or how late this stopped in use. Same way with the other one on the other side, over there somewhere.
Over on the other side of the ravine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's towards the ocean. And
well,
that...
What was the name of the one towards the ocean?
Sur le Armil. And I think that means, in my time, when I am able to remember, to begin to see things, those places over there, down there, around that place, are mostly the ice cellars, which is called Sirloq, ice cellar. And that Khazri was named after this, Sirloq Amut, where the dwelling place, where there are ice cellars. That's what it means.
So they stopped using this one before you
yeah.
Remember. I wonder if, do you think that the whole top of this mound was part of the Kadagi?
Yeah.
Pretty big one then.
Yeah.
Do you think this was used by men of your father's age?
Right. Yeah,
men
sure.
of your father's age would
yes,
have used this.
Right.
Do you know anything about what parts of this mound, for example, where the entrance might have been, or where the main room might have been?
According to the houses that I know,
mm-hmm.
the entryways would be towards south.
Mm-hmm.
Any house they built, the entryway would be towards the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That means towards south.
Mm-hmm. And the Kadagi would be like a large house, so
yes.
it would also have its entryway towards the south.
Yeah. Of course, you know the type of all the dwelling places are, how the entryways are ducked as a tunnel. Dug deep down into the ground, and they had to get into the house through the floor up.
To keep the cold out.
Keep the cold out. And that khari would be the same way when it is built.
Are there any other of these mounds around that you know something about them, what they were?
No, I don't think I have an answer to that besides those khargis.
Yeah.
All the others, they seem to be like dwelling places.
Did you want it? You wanted to check out some things on the bluff?
Yeah, if we could walk out to
the
bluff.
Can we walk over to the bluff and take a look at it?
Looking at the surface of the ground here and the mounds, and I've been trying to find out what the nature of the material is under the ground, and I have some questions that I would like to ask you about a layer of sod which is below the surface of the ground. And covered, it is then covered by a layer of gravelly material, and then on the top of that there is this modern sod grass that we
mm-hmm.
see. And what I'm wondering is what the cause is of the layer of gravel on top of the lower sod surface. Now, a person who has been looking at the soils and the geological materials at Hualalpa says mm-hmm. that perhaps in the wintertime, with a strong wind from the northwest, the ice can push up against the shore and come up and drag material from the beach, gravel from the beach, up over the surface of the ground that has sod on it. But this bluff seems very high to me for that to happen. In your memory, do you ever remember ice coming up near the top of this bluff?
Well,
I guess what I'm asking you, is that a foolish question for someone to ask?
Well, I think it's not foolish.
Not foolish.
It's not foolish. But anyway, this the gravel cannot only be found along the coast in the high bluffs here. Mm-hmm. It can also be found anywhere out on the tundra, that gravel.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what part of it is true, that some years ago, before my time, that was in my the time of my parents, there was a big wind from southwest during winter, somewhere around in March or so, and it seems like that big wind come from the south, and the tide kind of lifts up the grounded ice.
Yes.
And it was so strong it started moving it. And the ice just runs over the bluffs.
Even a bluff this high, perhaps?
Yeah, over in here, in this area.
Mm-hmm.
And
do they tell stories of houses being destroyed by that ice?
Yes, one house was destroyed with one occupant.
Oh.
He was dead at that time.
Mm-hmm.
Just right across from that playground. That was the house.
Oh,
but it's all gone.
It's gone in the ocean
now.
The
other side, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that was the time when they had ice piling in even above the bluff here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I have never seen that.
That was in your parents' time.
Yeah. But back in 1937 or 38, same thing happened in March. And I could see, when I came down from hunting, I could see a big pile over towards, over there somewhere. Just high, just about that high over the bluff.
Uh-huh. How far?
The ice that has been piled in. Right up against into the bluff here.
Uh-huh.
All along the coast here.
After that ice left and you walked along the bluff, did you see gravel from the beach?
Just a little bit of
a
it.
A little bit,
just
not
little
too
bit
much.
Of it.
Yeah.
I think the way I judged it, the gravel you would see below this, the sod.
Yes.
Is by nature itself.
Not from the ice.
Mm-hmm. Because over here, where they are hauling the gravel.
Yes.
It's way inside.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That can prove it.
Let's take just a moment and I'll walk over and show you a place on the bluff that I've cleaned off. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we were talking just a little bit a while ago about Ford, and you remembered Ford being here very well.
Yeah.
And the places that he worked.
I didn't ask you about the places where he was working.
He worked here along in those old houses, like the one that we talked about when he uncovered the two bodies of dead women.
That
from
was
starvation.
Yeah, that was just down the bluff in there, by where that White House is, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all
just
fallen into the
yeah, this side of it.
That's gone now.
That's gone.
Wow.
He dug that in 32.
And do you remember him working over near where the cash and carry store is now?
I don't know. He may have, but I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember that he worked also at Pittamus area, in some of those old houses.
This is what I was asking you about earlier. Of course, this is starting to fall in. This is starting to fall into the ocean now, so this is a bit lower, but you can still see the sod on the surface, and then below the surface, some gravel material, and then below that gravel material, some black material, which when you look inside of it, it contains old, decayed plant remains. And if you look closely, you can see some blades of grass and so forth. So it looks very much like originally it was this kind of a surface with grass, and then it was covered by gravel. And from your descriptions, this seems like too much gravel to come from the ice.
Yeah.
Unless, of course, in your parents' time, the large storm may have put more gravel than the one you remember.
Probably. Or it may have, even before that, we don't know.
Yeah, of course it could happen many times in the past. There are small twigs of sticks and so forth.
Yes, because this happens twice during my time.
Yeah.
Not just too many years ago, but two or three years ago, the same thing happened. Just about 2 years ago, I think.
Uh-huh.
It happens right along in here.
Uh-huh.
And knocking down some of the power poles right by the youth center.
Yeah, where it's very low. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we will have a machine to drill holes in the ground, and we can, if it arrives with the air freight soon, and we can drill some holes back this way and see if this gravel continues far back, or whether it goes back a little ways and stops. And if it continues far, far back, then we can assume that the ice is not responsible. It must be some other reason.
Yeah, I think in most cases, just above the bluff here, I think the ice is not responsible.
Maybe only 10 feet or something like that at the most, huh?
Because even at the gravesite over here, in some spots, when we dig a hole for a grave, gravel would still be down underneath.
Yes.
And when you travel up inland in some lakes, there's gravel also.
Yeah. Well,
visible.
This gravel below here continues for miles this way. But it's odd to me to see this layer of old sod with a thin layer of gravel on top of it, because perhaps this gravel below originally came from the sea a long, long time ago. But this gravel on top can't come from the sea if there's sod, if there's a modern sod original surface growing in place. But, well, I thank you very much for your comments. It's helpful to a person like me that has no experience with the winter in Barrow to understand what the ice can and can't do.
Yeah, that I can explain a little.
Been identifying many things. And this is Cindy. And have you been getting most of the things, Michael, for identifying them? Or?
No, a few non-identifiable
fragments.
Yeah. Identifiable down to marine mammal or caribou or something.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure about the marine mammals. It looks like some cranial fragments.
So you're just mostly working with bone right now?
Bone and some flakes.
Some flakes.
And some wood.
I don't know that we have anything right now. That's,
yeah.
Right.
Maybe next week.
Specifically, yeah, we could lay things out and hold them.
Yeah, that would be a good idea.
It'd be easier that way, I think.
Sure.
Did you walk over to the square?
Yeah, we just walked by there. Mm-hmm.
They have some laid out here, too, and some larger bodies. And this is Ingrid.
How do you do? Great place to meet you.
Ingrid Bergman?
Oh. No, Judson.
I like your joke.
Oh, good.
And Larry.
How do you do?
Probably next week, some of this will be cleaned up, and we can lay it out for some identification.
Yeah.
And especially get Inupiaq names for things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice and warm here.
It sure is. Almost 2 hours.
Yeah. Almost looks like we're getting a workshop back there.
Yeah, that's a lot all in one place.
Well, we could go back down by where your house is that you grew up in. I'd like to get some dates on that.
Okay, now, just put
do you remember when it was abandoned? The house you showed me down there earlier.
This,
so the metal building is sitting on it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's go back down there. Hi, Al.
How
are
you doing?
Well, I'd like to meet Roxy Ikawana. This is Al Deacon. Al Deacon is in charge of this whole project.
Glad you could come by and see us.
I need your money belt and the receipts.
Yeah, okay.
Well, one of them is in the office.
They're back in the office?
Yeah. On the inside of the receipts there.
Does this property have skin on the inside?
Yeah,
there's
skin on
it. Oh, okay. And what kind of scrub? What is the scrub?
Wolverine.
Oh. Are most of them from Wolverine?
85.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Very nice.
Oh, I got yesterday.
Well, what do you think?
Thank you, Rain.
Think we're getting enough things? Getting pretty crowded in here already. A lot of wood. And
wood?
Some pieces of wood. Bone chips. And seal and caribou. A lot of little pieces.
Up in there, near the river.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there are some faces.
Yes?
But I can't quite do that on the moon.
Okay. It's not necessarily on the moon. I'm not sure how much we'll do.
Okay. Well, why don't you do something else? Why don't you,
I'll get 100. Yeah. Hmm. Over there. You know what that is?
Yeah, that has been the handle of something. Only it has been cut, been stripped like that. You see, here's the the hollow, the place for the point made out of flint or something, piece of stone. It must be the part of a knife handle.
That's what I was sort of thought, yeah. It might be too.
It looks more like it. You see these notches here?
Mm-hmm.
Probably they may have two pieces stuck together and bind together. Or is this out of just ordinary bone, I think. Yeah. I don't think it's ivory. Do you?
It's a little light for ivory. I thought it was bone.
Maybe whalebone.
Yeah, could be whalebone, maybe.
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's too light, I think, for... It's well made, though.
Well, it's almost heavy enough to be the ivory or the bone of a whale.
This stuff is well made. Look how neat the cut is.
I don't see too good anymore. So.
It's hard to tell.
It's got a hole in there? Drill
yeah.
through it?
Mm-hmm.
Where did it come from, Jerry?
The gray stuff, the clay.
Really?
Yeah, in the middle of it. It's the only thing I've really found in there.
That's interesting.
Yeah. How about that?
It's interesting.
Oh, wait a minute. I'd like to ask about this house that burned here. You know, do you know something about that house?
Yeah, that house is almost brand new one.
Uh-huh.
It was built, around probably 25 years ago or so.
Hmm. Was that the last sod house in Barrow?
Well... It might be one of the last houses, but it was just built recently.
It was a sod house, though.
Yeah, it was a sod house, yes.
What?
But it was not ducked into the ground. It was on the surface.
It was on the surface?
Yeah.
Do you remember who owned it?
Yes.
What family was it?
The first one that built it was Abraham Tippy. He's Tippy. Younger than myself.
Uh-huh.
And he sold it to Cornock family later.
One's from New Exit?
Yeah, the name from New Exit. He lived over in that area. He used to live down here before they moved up the same time that I traveled with Tarkbuck and my brother.
Oh.
He's one family that traveled with us.
Uh-huh.
And then when they came back down here, they bought that house from Tippy.
Do you know what caused that fire?
I don't know. Probably carelessness. Something like that.
Nobody got hurt in it?
No.
Uh huh. Okay, let's go to the next. Okay, you said this metal building here is sitting on the house that you grew up in?
Yeah.
Or you were born in?
No, not, I wasn't born there.
Oh.
But my parents were there. When I grew up, I understand this was built by my mother's uncle. It doesn't have any through the door, through the floor, entryway. It doesn't have that.
Uh-huh.
Although it's almost one-third of it buried into the ground. But the outer entryway, we would just get in, like getting in into the cellar, then walk through the tunnel into the house.
Hmm.
That was built not too many years ago, before my time, I think, because it indicates that part of the material that it was made out of was from the old wrecks, shipwrecks. Doors will be there, part of the wall.
Huh.
And some old lumber that has been salvaged from a wreck of some kind of a ship. So that means that about the time when the first whalers might have been come up. It was salvaged from that. And it was in use until 1925.
Uh-huh, 1925.
Yeah. And my mother allowed my brother to tear it down and use it for firewood.
Okay. Let's drive on.
Where to?
Well, I don't know. Are there any more mounds around that you know something about that you would want to talk about now?
I don't know of any other mounds except the one on the other side, next to the place where they had Nalakotak. Just on that site, there is a site which is called Kivalakpa, that mount there, where some houses have been and some cellars.
Uh-huh.
There were no houses at the time when I grew up, but I saw some cellars still in use.
Well, maybe we could go over there. Is it down this way or back?
Back this way.
Down further down?
Down this way. By the youth center.
Oh, okay.
This house here, this one that we just passed.
Oh, that little one on the gray one on the corner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one right in the corner used to be the dance hall. Owned by Crepe and Tunick's father. It was there ever since I can remember.
What do they use it for now?
Somebody own it now. Besides Claiborne. Claiborne's father sold it to a man. And his wife is still living, and she's down at the Atkasuk right now. She's almost very old woman now.
Mm-hmm. Where to?
It's over here. Don't get stuck.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, maybe I shouldn't get stuck here.
Is it four-wheel drive?
Yeah, but they had three of them stuck out there the day that the lucky duck.
Did they? Stuck a four-wheel drive, huh?
It's just not great.
There used to be a pond over this, right in this beach?
Yeah, right where we stood. Right over here, in this first spot. That's where we would shoot with both arrows the snipes and the small birds when we were kids.
Uh-huh. Right on this pond right here by the youth center, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I understand that during the old days, before they built any of these houses, or before my time, what water runs out from the tundra gets into here. And they use it also for drinking water at the time. Before it's polluted with some kind of waste.
Yeah.
I told you about that that ice cutting not too long ago, about 2 or 3 years ago, I think. The ice just run over this and knock out some of the poles that are here at the time for electricity.
Hmm.
Along right in here. It just plows right in.
Plowed right in on the beach, huh?
Yeah.
How far in did it come in here?
Just about that much from the bluff over here.
Maybe 30 or 40 feet in from the bluff?
Not put it close to that up. Want that was over here and over below here. That's what they call Kivalikpa.
Kivalikpa.
Yeah, Kivalikpa.
Well, this is the Benson Apartments, is that right?
I don't know who's
Yeah, so we're right behind them on the shore.
Yeah.
So this would the other Karagi? Is that the one you're talking about?
No, I don't think so.
No. Kivalikpa.
Yeah. Kivalikpa. Sigaluamut over in this area somewhere probably.
Oh, further along.
Yeah. Further along. That's where most of the settlers would be at the time.
Uh-huh. Well, this must have been one right here because there's all the whalebone.
Yeah. Yeah, there used to be one or two in this spot back in
would refer to several houses that used to be to exist here?
Yeah. And there's another old house, an old sad house, somewhere over, just say, where we parked the car, over in that area. But that was the only house that I have seen. It was not in use as far back as I can remember. That's the only house that somebody built away from the others.
Oh.
Not too many years ago, I think, before my time.
That's down there by the youth center.
Yeah.
So he kind of built it off by himself, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Looks like as they stopped using the sod houses, gradually they started using, bringing in houses, maybe like the whalers
started building.
In fact, there seem to be quite a few of those old houses around town, the woodside houses.
One of them we just passed on our way back, just across from Levi Grice, that red building. It was moved from the original location. That has been belonged to Takpak, the one that we referred earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's not a Sogyak's house.
No.
You're talking about a red one over there? Somewhere in there?
Yeah.
Dig it right up.
Okay, yeah. Let's just ride by it. It was moved from...
Original location.
From its original location,
right.
And its original location was the place where Takpak had lived?
Original location where he has lived was where the Assembly of God Church is.
Oh, okay. I wonder if anybody has any pictures of his house.
They might have. One time, for two or three years, I think, I lived in that house before it's moved, before it is sold to SOF, I think.
Oh. Was that Takpak's house?
Yes.
That was Takpak's house
at the time.
Oh, okay.
Then after he died...
Yeah, I can take a picture of it now, then. Yeah, because it's still over there. Yeah, let's go look at it. Okay, we're up by the house that's, this is the house that used to belong to Takpak.
Right.
And that's, I think, a storage shed now that Yeah, the one with the red, the little red around the door?
That's it.
Yeah, that's a Sogak's storage shed now.
Yeah, I think so.
Or one of their storage sheds.
This used to be one of the biggest houses in town at the time.
Oh. That, did Tuckbuck live in it when it was here, or just when it was over by where the church is?
Yes, it was owned by Tuckbuck where the church is. When it was there, where the church is.
Did he build it, or how did he get that house?
Probably, he may have built it with the help of the one of the oldest missionaries.
Oh.
Instead of getting into it himself, he let that missionary use that because at that time the mission burned. So that's how he did not move into it himself, but he let that missionary live in it first because he has no place to live.
Do you remember
his family?
Do you remember what year that would have been?
I don't know, somewhere around in 1900.
Around 1900?
Not much later than that.
Oh. And then. But he stopped.
Or before 1900.
Uh-huh. When did he stop living in the house?
When he died.
Oh, when he died.
You see, when he go up east, he vacated that house. And then, years later, when he came back with the family, he started living in it again.
The time that he went east, was that the time that you went out there with him too?
Right.
Yeah. So then he died. What do you remember what year he died?
Probably somewhere around 45 or 46. That's the time when he had a big flu.
So then after that, somebody, maybe a Sogiak, bought that place.
No, he's one of his grand daughters sold it to Azuel.
Oh. Yeah.
And he had to move it in order to make place for that the church that they are building at the time.
Uh-huh. Did we get a look at the back of it, John? Oh yeah, I can see it used to be red all over. It's just the paint is wearing off now. Yeah. This looks like another old house right here, that green one.
Well, that's that one was built somewhere around 48 or so.
Oh, that's not very old then.
No.
The which building?
My folks moved when they bought that from the man who was up eastward at the time.
That's the one with the gray shingles on it? Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was not never had any additions to it at the time.
Uh-huh.
It was probably built sometimes after Tuckbuck built his house. Because as far back as I can remember, it was there, in that same location.
So it's still, it's an old one too, maybe.
Yeah, it's an old one too.
Maybe 1900, early 1900s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Did you live in it at all?
Yeah, I have. When I came back from
the... Hi.
Gonna help build a hotel here?
Oh, we're just talking about some of the old houses.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's one of them there.
Yeah, Roxy was just telling me.
My stepbrother bought it one time from Samuel while I was up east. That's the place where they moved in after they moved out from their old sod house.
From the sod house over there.
Yeah, there's not too many of them old houses left. All except out in Rossubig and the Stokes shed down there. Huh? Hmm. That's another old one.
Another old one at by Noitas. That's Cora Ungerov's house.
Oh, it's up there now?
He's still there.
Mm-hmm. That yellow one?
Yeah,
that black one.
Green.
The green one?
Green one, I guess,
is
or
it?
The red one.
Oh. No, it might be.
It's just a shed. I mean, a warehouse.
Oh, I don't think I've seen it.
No, it's not a warehouse. It's somebody's still living in it.
Oh, they're living in?
Yeah.
Oh.
Cora's grandchildren.
No, I mean the warehouse. I was talking about that one that stands up. That's an old one too.
Where?
Out there, I'm sure. Someone left it wrong.
Someone over
it. It could be that some Ipaluk. Freddy Paluk.
Yeah, that old, just a warehouse. He was mentioning the different one.
Well, maybe that's enough work for today.
You think?
Yeah. Let's. Can you drive by the building where I have my? Well, wait a minute. Let me sign off this tape. Okay, that's the end of this interview, and that's the end of this tape.